What do you think?
That's the best looking baby I've ever seen. So, what are you gonna call him? Jehoshaphat?
We've decided to name him after a very brave young man. Vern.
Really?
That means our boys are named Jules and Vern. I like it.
Yeah, so do I.
Back to the future is my favorite thing. Always talk about it and write songs to sing. Even though there was never a part four, Marty McFly is coming back for more. I don't make money, get no fame. Love for these characters is what I blame. Podcast about comics and cartoons and more. Cause there's still things to explore in Marchie McFly 4. It's Marchie McFly 4. Can you feel it?
Happy Tuesday, everybody! It's March 26th, which means it's the 26th day of the fourth year of Marchie McFly. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, and today we're talking animated series again. I don't want to, you know, spoil, well, if you read the description, you'll see that this episode, now, I'm never going to say that, the show had a great episode. You know, it was really well done. But this episode had exactly what I need, what I demand in a show about time travel. Time travel. Time travel that matters. Time travel that plays into the story. And this episode had it. And I'm getting this finally recorded close to 10 o'clock tonight because today was a long day. Long, long day. And now I worked. Normal work day, but the thing that made the day longer is that my puppy, my dog, which is not a puppy, she's 5 years old, she had to have some dental work done. So she was out, you know, of the house all day. She was there. She had to be sedated, all this stuff, but her teeth are looking great now. Problem is she's still kind of sedated, so she's kind of like, what? Where am I? What am I doing? So you might hear a little in the background. She's fine. She's doing good. She's healing up. But that took a majority of my wallet. I mean, the majority of my day. But fear not, for I'm ready now to talk about this episode of the animated series. A Vern by any other name. It is the eighth episode of the second season, the 21st episode overall, and it originally aired November 14th, 1992. And I used to think, what was I doing around this time? I was doing the same thing that I was doing last week in 1992, probably hanging out with my friends, or is that my junior year? So I think in my junior year, I think I got a D in geometry, and I couldn't go over their house for a while until I, you know, fixed that D. And I did. Oh, I did. I think I got it to a C or maybe a B. There are certain things that don't click. I live in Merrimack Valley. Now, if you ever heard of a card game called the 45s, it just doesn't register. I don't understand how to play it. It is a very localized, specific game to this area. In fact, if I just go to Boston, which is a half hour away or 30 miles away, and I say 45s, most people go, what? Huh? Yeah. But around here, it is the game, and I don't know how to play it. I'll play poker. I get it. Three is more than two. Four is more than three. Four of a kind is more than three of a kind. Those things make sense to me. That game, you know, didn't make sense to me at all. What was I talking about? Things that don't... Oh, and geometry. Geometry, I feel like some math I get and it makes sense. Some, not so much. Oh, obtuse angles of triangles. This has nothing to do with this episode. I'm just trying to think of 1992. All right, I'm wasting your time. This episode was written by Earl Kress and directed by John Hayes. And, you know, I try to give equal time to the boys, to the Brown boys, Vern, Jules. And I was very happy, you know, that, oh, finally Jules gets an episode. But we're back with Vern again. And you know what? I'm just going to say it. Vern's more entertaining. He's the more fun of the two. He's the rambunctious one. He's the one who gets into trouble. He's the one that, you know, is like a silly, adventurous, kind of goofy kid, where Vern is this super stuck up, hello, I'm virtuous, and this is how I talk. And it's, I guess he gets that, like, is he supposed to be his mother? Is maybe Vern's supposed to be more like Doc, aloof and goofy, and Vern and Jules is supposed to be more like Clara? I don't know. But we're back with Vern, and it is, this is all about Vern and his name and his namesake, which this episode actually kind of tells you a different story of what it might be. And I like how they did it. I saw it coming, but I still liked it. So it opens up with Doc in front of the blue screen, Christopher Lloyd in France in front of the Eiffel Tower. And he's like, oh, France, France, France. Hey, Clara, and he's waving to Clara and Marty, all these people off camera. Oh, he goes, and Marty came here with Vern maybe 100 years ago. But it all started because Vern's name. So we go to school, and Vern is, we see him getting yelled at by bullies, being made fun of, calling him Vern the Worm or Worm Brown, or I don't know. But it's this, I'm pretty sure it's Biff's son, but these kids' sizes change every week. So Biff's son, Biff Jr., and that prick from the last episode who had the swimming pool, I think it's them, they make fun of Vern. So Vern hates his name. He goes home. I'm not like the specifics of this episode, dumb stuff. Doc and Clara create a giant ear of corn so that they can make a giant piece of popcorn. And then they use a tractor to pull in a giant stick of butter. Stupid, dumb, who cares? Vern just complains about his name. And he's like, why would you hate your name? It's, you know, we love Vern. It's a great name. And, you know, you guys were named after Jules Verne. That's what he said. He goes, because he calls him Vernie all the time. And Clara goes, I wanted to name you after my uncle. And Vern's like, what? It's like, why wouldn't you want him to name you after your uncle? That'd be, you know, he's like, that's awesome. He goes, you know what? I know what to do now. So he gets the time machine. He gets Marty. He's like, listen, I know what to do. I want to, oh, but you were named after Jules Verne, the author. So you think, okay, they're going back to France. They're going to go see Jules Verne, which they do. So, but that's only part of the episode. So they go back to 1800s France, and he's like, I'm going to go convince Jules Verne to change his name so that when my dad and mom name me. If they name me after him, it's going to be a better name. So a little convoluted, but okay. So they go to this big ship and they meet Jules Verne. And he's kind of like, what are you doing here? I am French, ma'am. And they's like, you need to change your name. He's like, what? He takes off a glove and he slaps Marty. He's like, why did you hit me? It was Verne that said it. He goes, I do not hit children. So for the next few minutes, they approach him in different ways. They pretend to be waiters and they keep trying to ask him for their name. They go to a Moulin Rouge type show and Marty's in drag dancing and they're trying to get him to change their name. He's like, why did you change your name to Luke Perry? But he's like, this is my name. I'm not changing it. So they're like, I forget how it came up, but Marty said something and Vern's like, I'm sorry. He goes, I guess it didn't work. And Vern goes, you know what? That's okay. I have a plan B. And he sets the time coordinates for October 29th, 1888, the day he was born. So he goes to Hill Valley and he's going to convince his parents to name the baby they're going to about to have after Clara's uncle. So they get to Hill Valley in 1888. For some reason, Verne jumps out of the DeLorean instead of waiting for Marty to land. Now, we don't see Marty again, but what happens with Marty is dumb. So I'll say that. Marty flies off. We don't see where he is. We just figure he goes land someplace, right? We see Doc is 1888. So Doc is back in the original 1880s. If Doc saw Marty here, that'd be really great. He hasn't seen Marty in years. This Doc hasn't seen Marty in 3 years. It never happens. It never comes across because it can't happen. It can't happen for Back to the Future 3 to still have, you know, the integrity that it has. So they have baby Jules. Clara's super prego. And Doc is making a robotic steam engine baby bather, which looks like it would just kill the child because it almost kills Doc the way it pulls at him. But they're having a fun time. And Jules shows up and he's like, hi, I'm Jules. And then the baby accidentally gets outside. Jules saves them. They're like, thank you so much. You saved our baby. You're wonderful. Why don't you come in our house? He goes, great. What's your name? Jules. Oh, I like that. That's a nice name. Come on. Let's go in. Do you think your parents will mind you're here? And they're like, no, I'm sure they know I'm here right now. They'll be completely fine with it. Get it? And he's playing with them. Now, we find out that Marty parked the DeLorean on top of a tree for some stupid reason, even though the freaking thing flies, jumps out of the tree, hits the ground, and a giant bear chases him. Okay? And he ends up at some dude's house. So inside the house, they're talking about the baby and what are they going to name him after? And they said, oh, if it's a girl, we're going to name her Florence after Florence Nightingale. Clara said, and if it's a boy, we're going to name him after my uncle, Joe Hezefat. And Vern's like, what? That's even worse than Verne. You're going to name him after Joe Hezefat? That's crazy. Doc wants to name him Galileo. You can call him Leo or Galley or whatever. And Verne's like, what? So there's a major fight between Doc and Clara. Doc storms out into the cold. And meanwhile, Marty gets picked up by this dude who is, I guess, a vet who helps all kinds of animals. And he's helping these, like the bear that Marty almost got. I don't know. It really doesn't matter until the end. But inside the house, back at the Brown house, Doc leaves. And now Clara's like, oh no, we got to get him because I'm about to have the baby. And Vern's like, oh shit. So he heads out into the snow to try to get Doc, who ended up like falling into this ice and gets frozen. And I guess apparently he would have died of hypothermia in this original timeline. So Vern would have killed his father. So he would have come back to 1992. And he wouldn't have been. Wait a minute. If Doc stayed in the ice here and died, they would have never come back to 1990, to the 1990s. So the Verne we know would have just faded from existence. And then we get this new Verne. Interesting. So Doc obviously never dies because, but if he did, Verne would have disappeared, would have been erased from existence. and everything, Back to the Future 3, everything would have happened except Doc, Marty would have got back, the DeLorean gets crashed, and then he's like, huh, all right, let's go home, and that's how it would have ended, if Doc died in the ice here. He did not die, though, and Vern's like, you're about to have a baby, and Doc's like, what? He's all excited, so they head out, but then there's an avalanche, and the avalanche ends up with the same dude who was with Marty and the animals is also the doctor who delivers babies. So they head back to the house, and they're not going to make it. But then Vern turns on his propeller helicopter hat, brings them all back to the house, and this is amazing. So they get there, they have the baby, and they decide to name the baby Vern after Vern. So then Doc goes, oh, and he's that makes our name, our baby's names Jules and Vern. So maybe in the original timeline, they ended up naming him Vern after Jules Verne. But in the new timeline, Vern was named after himself. So you'd think when he comes back, they'd say, hey, we know what you did. We remember, you little shit. You hijacked your name or whatever. But now Vern loves his name, loves that he's actually named after himself. And when he comes back to the 80s, he hears someone go, Jehovah, Jehoshaphat. It's just because Doc slammed his thumb. But Vern's like, yeah, I love my name. We cut back, and Doc somehow talks about Jules Verne and how the great Jules Verne, you know, he wrote some of my favorite books. And maybe he was out on this very road when he came up with the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Let me read the whole thing for you right now. He doesn't read it. Instead, he says, let's show you how to make your own submarine. And Bill Nye, the science guy, makes a submarine out of a soda bottle. And he uses a pen cap and some clay, I guess. And it can sink and it can rise. And it's kind of, did I say submarine? Yeah, submarine. It's, I don't know. It's all right. It's not the greatest. And that's the end of the episode. Oh, I think then Doc comes back and goes to read 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And that's it. I blazed through this one because I needed to. But it had time travel, and the time travel had stakes where Vern was never named after. Well, maybe he was originally, because Doc says you were named after Jules Verne. But in the new timeline, he was named after himself, which I do like that. I like that. And that's how Vern ends up loving his name, because he realized he was named after him. But he wasn't, but then he was. I don't know. I don't know how there was time travel. Okay. I'm not going to fight it. I'm not going to make it any, I'm not going to overcomplicate it, but much better than the last two episodes. So at least it's on a bit of an upswing. We'll see if they can keep it up. But it's Wednesday. And I still have 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I still have 5 episodes to go, and I need to do them in 3 days. So tomorrow is, because Saturday and Sunday I am not doing animated episodes. Friday night, I am finishing the animated episode with Eric, finishing the finale of the animated series. I'm still hoping I can get Jay to talk about one of these episodes, but in the meantime I'll continue talking about them. And if I can't get Jay for Marchie McFly, I will get him back for Sitcom All Ye Faithful. But that's it, short and sweet, the shortest episode I think it's going to be of the season so far. But as much as I like to say it's quantity over quality with most of my podcasts, sometimes when it's over, it's over. And this one was just good enough. We had some time travel. We had some Jules Verne, and we had, Doc making a giant ear of corn, which that was dumb. But everything else was pretty, pretty, pretty okay. Okay. So listen, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Mastodon.social, and Blue Sky at Geek Mentality. The Facebook page is Fans Not Experts, and the YouTube channel is Fans Not Experts as well. Of course, the website is fansnotexperts.com. So that's it. I'm going to go hang out with my doggie as she falls asleep for the night. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I'll see you tomorrow. But until then, here is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.